Hi, and welcome to the Secret Webinar Riches video series. In this video series, you're going to learn how to create a successful webinar to promote your products, to promote your services, to strengthen the relationship with you and your customers or your prospects, and so forth. There are many different types of webinars, and we will go in depth in the next few videos. This, of course, is the first video. It's video number one. It's the introduction and the power of the webinar. Now, before we move on, I want to talk about the basics. For example, what are webinars? Now, most likely you know what a webinar is. However, if you don't know what a webinar is, basically a webinar is an online conference, sort of like you can go to log in to software. You log on to software, or you can log on to a site, and you can see live a online conference. Webinars can come in many, many different types of forms, and I'll show you that in just a minute. Now, the question is, how can webinars increase your conversion? Well, webinars are very, very powerful. In fact, the conversion rates for webinars are slightly higher than a standard website. Because if you think about it, let's say, you know, you go to an online conference, which is free, and you're listening to a speaker or speakers who are teaching you about a certain topic. Now, the reason why webinars are so powerful is because they allow you to build a relationship with your prospects by spending time with them, you know, anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes, teaching them how to do something or how to save time, how to save money, or so forth, whatever your goal is for that webinar. And webinars are great because you can provide so much information in 60 to 90 minutes versus a sales letter. Somebody gets the site, they have to read the sales letter, you know, you've got sales proof, everything like that, but you don't have the ability to talk directly to them and answer questions and things like that. So webinars are a lot more powerful just because they give you ability to interact with people, and even if you were not to interact with them, you get to give them a lot more educational information. So they often say that with a sales letter, it might convert a certain percentage. With webinars, you might convert 10% or higher just because of the webinar, because you're giving so many people valuable information. That's why when you create your webinars, it's so important to do it correctly. So why are webinars so effective? Well, I just answered that in just a second ago. You know, they're so effective because you're providing people with so much information for free. And there are two different ways as to why webinars can be effective. It's a great way to test your product and whether you continue marketing or automating or not. So let's say, for example, that you have a product on, let's say, Facebook marketing. And you create this product, and what you could do is you could have a webinar that talks about Facebook marketing and so forth. If you get a lot of people that come to the site and they buy your product, that's pretty much a proof to you that your product is going to sell well. So you can take that webinar, you can automate it, you can do webinar replays and automate the webinars, and you can promote heavily and spend a lot of time and money into promoting that product. So it's definitely a great way to test your product. Now, in terms of webinar replays and how to automate your webinars, I'm actually going to show you in the bonus video at the end of this video series on how to do that. And we'll use a piece of software that doesn't cost a lot to do it as well. Webinars are also effective besides testing. It allows you to promote your products and your services or other people's products and services. In fact, if you have a product yourself, yes, or a service, there are different ways of angling it. And when I say angle, I'm saying the way that you approach your webinar, the way you create your webinar, and so forth. Now, I'll talk about different cool tips and tricks that you can use to angle it correctly depending on what you're trying to do, so that gives you a good enough idea, because I know many of you who are watching this video, you may be doing something and another person might be doing a different thing. So there's really no one-size-fits-all webinar, but there are different ways of creating a good webinar. So another thing is, you don't really need to have your own product or service. If you want to JV with an expert, we'll talk about the expert webinar model in this video series. Now, what I want to do now is give you a quick overview of all the videos that we're going to go into so that you understand ahead of time, you can prepare, and then when I talk about them, you can piece the puzzle together and implement the system faster than ever. Okay, so this is video number one. Video number two, we're going to talk about different types of webinars. There are many different types of webinars, general webinars, specific webinars, which we'll go into, so you can get a good idea as to what is available to you. Video number three, we're going to talk about webinars, formulas, and tricks. So there is a specific webinar formula that we use that has been quite successful, and we'll provide you with that exact webinar formula and the tricks that follow with that video. Video number four, we're going to talk about the expert webinar model. I briefly talked about this earlier. If you don't have your own product or your service, you can always do a joint venture with an expert. So the expert provides all of the content and they do speaking and everything like that. All you have to do is introduce them. You have to set up the webinar. You have to do the marketing and so forth, which is actually fairly easy. So you're going to learn pretty much just about different webinar tactics that you can use in this video series. Video number five, we're going to talk about how you can pitch your product. You see, most webinars are set up to educate the person, and there are periods of time where you can pitch your product, but you don't want to pitch your product too soon. More on that in video number five. Video number six, we're going to talk about brainstorming and planning your webinar. Before you begin to create your own webinar, you need to do some brainstorming and planning. And there's some heavy planning that goes into webinars to create a successful webinar, because the worst thing you want to do is go from videos one through five and go straight to create your webinar without the proper planning. Because if you don't plan your webinar, just like you don't plan anything else, then your project is going to fail. So set yourself up for success. Video number seven, we're going to talk about creating your webinar. And in this video, I'm going to show you step by step. Okay, we're going to go to webinar. We're going to show you step by step what you need to do to create your webinar. So this is a little more technical, but I guarantee you just follow me step by step and I'll show you how to do it. Video number eight, we're going to talk about setting up your webinar and your webinar pages. Now, after you create your webinar, you need to set up the pages and so forth so that you can begin to market your webinar. And that's what we'll talk about in video number nine, marketing your webinar. Once you create your webinar, once you have it set up, you need to market it. You need to get people to your webinar. And how do you do that? Well, we'll talk about that in video number nine. And the last two videos are bonus videos that will help you run your webinars better and more efficiently. Now, bonus video number one, we're going to talk about how to avoid crashing your webinar. Unfortunately, in this day and age, it's very, very common for people's webinars to crash. And that's the worst feeling. Just imagine you've created your webinar, you've planned it out, created it, set up the webinar, you've worked about a week to market your webinar, you've got 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 people in your webinar waiting to learn more about your product or your topic matter, and it crashes. Think about how many of those 500 people will you lose? Now, I've talked to many, many people who have done webinars, and they have all agreed that at some time their webinar has crashed, and you will lose a lot of attendees, because of specific dates, people, when it crashes, they lose interest. So you definitely don't want to avoid crashing your webinar. And there are a few things that you need to do and you need to make sure you understand when you're creating your webinar, because a lot of the crashing deals with the creation of your webinar, because there's too many graphics or too many sounds or too many effects. And besides that, there are other things that you need to look out for. So bonus video number one, we'll talk about that. And of course, lastly, bonus video number two, we'll talk about webinars on autopilot. Basically, how can you automate your webinar process? How do you put it on autopilot? Well, we're actually going to do what we call webinar replays, which basically allows you to automate your webinar process. There's a specific software and site that we use to automate our webinars, and I'll show you step by step how to use the site and the software. Now that you have been given a quick overview, let me talk about the tools you need. Fortunately for you, you don't need a lot of tools. You just need to have money, because you need to be able to invest money into the webinar software, possibly the webinar replays, and you're going to need lots of time as well. Not a whole lot of time, but you'll need enough to learn how to do it correctly. But the great thing is, once you set it up, you're pretty much good to go. Software, you're going to need a webinar service like GoToWebinar or any other webinar service, which will allow you to host a webinar. And of course, you're going to need to record that webinar as well. You also need a webinar replay software. This is optional, of course, and this, of course, is the bonus video number two, which I show you how to automate your webinars, and that's what we use with webinar replays. Now, before I move on to video number two, I want to talk about how it all works. So starting from the top, we have webinars. You're going to need to learn how to create a successful webinar, which is most of this video product is learning how to create a successful webinar, what type of webinar you want to have, and so forth. Then you begin to do some brainstorming about your own webinar. You plan it out. Once you know exactly what you want to do and you've got the content and the speaker in hand, then you can begin to create your webinar. Then you set up the pages. Then you do some marketing. Then it's time to launch. You launch it, you've got to be ready, and you got to make sure it doesn't crash. And then after that, after you've recorded the first webinar, you can use that over and over and over again. So imagine spending about a week or so creating a webinar, another week launching that webinar, but you could take that same webinar and let's say you have 500 people on the webinar and you sell to 50 people who are buying a high ticket product. If that's the case, you can automate it and just make money over and over again. Now that you understand the process, let's move on to video number two.